You know, you used the word loyalty, and that's really part of the title of Dr. Solomon's book, which is Intimacy After Infidelity, if fidelity is about loyalty. So let's go in that direction, because it's not just about cheating on your wife or girlfriend. It's learning lessons, good and bad, about who to trust and who not to throughout life. Dr. Solomon, give us a little bit of an insight about your book and what motivated you to write it.
Well, the book really came, you know, I'm in private practice here in La Jolla, my professional partner and I, over the last 10, 15 years, have just seen so many couples come in where there had been an infidelity, and they wanted to see if they could heal that wound and build a stronger relationship because they still loved each other. And so it was really about trying to help people not take what oftentimes is the easier road, which is just to run away, you know, when the going gets tough, and do the hard work necessary to live up to the commitment they made to each other when they got married, which was through thick and thin to hang in there and try and make it work out. So the book's really about helping people heal from that, learn why the infidelity happened, and what it says about the person who strayed, and what it says about how the strengths and weaknesses of the marriage or the relationship. You certainly don't have to be married to have an infidelity happen or have a long-term love relationship, and to learn those lessons and overcome them and become a better partner, each of the people, and build a strong relationship so that the relationship is so good and each partner is so happy and feels so fulfilled and loved in the relationship that neither person has to worry in the future about their partner straying because they're so happy they wouldn't think of being with somebody else.
So how do you not let, as Morton Anderson alluded to and I just did, how do you not let, coming from a culture where you realize that 80% of those so-called friends are not really true friends, how do you prevent that from impacting the way you choose relationships and perhaps you yourself sabotage a good relationship, whether it's a friendship with another man or whether it is, you know, a love relationship with a woman?
Well, one of the things you do is you really lean on those friends that you really know, as Morton was saying, are real true friends, the friends you've had for a long time, the friends that are there for you even when things aren't going well, and you lean on them and you sound things out with them and you get feedback from them about what's going on and whether these people are trustworthy or not, because, you know, they can be one way. Oftentimes people that are just yes men and women will be one way with you and they'll be totally different and really show their true colors with other people around you who aren't the star athlete. And a lot of it is looking in yourself and saying, look, what am I really looking for in this relationship, and what kind of a friend am I being? Life is so, as you know, Nick, and have recently learned through the loss of your mom, life is so short. We have to grasp every minute and really take good advantage of every day and put energy and time only into those relationships that really are fulfilling and reciprocal relationships where there's give and take on both sides.
You know, I would say this, Morton Anderson, I want your comment, is when we have those moments where there is a disappointment or a great sadness, a negative event in our lives, taking the time to take stock of who has been there during those tough times as well. Doesn't mean that they are the only people who would be friends, but it does make a difference, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, it just makes sense to you, you know, that way. And I again, condolences on your mom, and I haven't gone through a loss like you just did, and I can't imagine. I met your mother, and what a quality person she was, and great memories from some of the times I've spent with her. So,
and you've
done an outstanding job, Nick, as a son, and you commended on that. So. But going through a loss, you know, whether it's a friend or mother or brother or sister, you go to your faith, I guess I would say, and then you go to your friends. Go to your friends and you lean on them, and again, it's reciprocal and it's quality and it's productive and it works.